it.
Okay.
And I think we all had a partial chance to review part of her genealogy when we designated, when we granted her cultural descendancy the last time in Waiuku.
Right.
I'd like to point out one other thing, because that's been precedence as well. And I forget how long ago it was, but someone came before the Oahu Vera Council and recited the Mo'oku Aloha.
Mm-hmm.
And based on that recitation, they approved it.
Okay, yeah. So there's a precedent from another burial council that,
yes,
that did that. And Kahele, you know, obviously you're a Umumea Hawaii, and in your determination, did you see anything that caused you to have concerns or anything like that?
No.
It all looked,
no.
I mean, and then the presentation here. Yeah. So
I would like to move that we accept the cultural descendancy recognition for Jennifer Noelani Ahia.
Second.
And Mahialani Ahia. Yeah.
Let's keep them separate, the motion.
Two separate motions?
That's what was asked.
So Jennifer Noelani Ahia to identify human skeletal remains at 32 Akumuwe Wahe'e Ahupua Amokua Wailuku Island of Maui, TMK 232010017.
All those in favor?
Aye. I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh. Aye.
Opposed.
Can I just make I wanted to make a comment, kind of a scolding for SHPD. I think it was irresponsible. It's an awkward position to put the board in, to put agendize the item and not have the work prepared. I don't think that we should have agendized it if SHPD wasn't going to be ready with their work, even if somebody was traveling or whatever. But it's an uncomfortable. It sort of goes out of. I don't think that's fair. So I just as a matter of course, I don't think we should do that again. If you guys aren't going to be ready, then we don't agendize it. Or if you agendize it, then you better damn well be ready, right? Doesn't, just so that we can properly address the item.
Doesn't the chair control the agenda, though? Not necessarily.
Yeah, however, but collaboratively. Yeah, SHPD has to be ready. If it's agendized, same expectation that we have for the public or the developers. If it's agendized, they need to be ready. So I think it's unfortunate, but I just wanted to put that out there.
So does that mean that you don't have confidence in the motion? Or?
I'm fine with it. I just think that because we know that this particular thing is already contested, I'm uncomfortable with it going out of the normal order that we typically go through.
Mm-hmm.
I agree to the motion and I support it fully. I'm just uncomfortable with going out of order. I think it was unfortunate that it was agendized and SHPD was not prepared. And we need to make sure that going forward,
yes,
there's better coordination, and I just think it's unacceptable. I wanted to put that out there.
So can I make a motion?
Motion passes.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the cultural descendancy recognition of Cameron Mahialani Ahia to identify human skeletal remains 32 Akumuwe. This is C on our agenda.
What happened to B?
That's B.
Different.
Oh, Waihe. Okay.
And C and D are the same but for Waihe.
Yeah.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
This is C.
Yes.
C. The motion, Scott, one second.
Yeah.
We're sticking to Waihe right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Cultural descendancy for Mahialani and Noelani for the Waihe. Okay, let's move on to B and D. Yes.
Yeah.
any discussion on, because this is a little different, right? We're also including Moku as a district, and that conversation, folks want to have that, that would be the time. But did, do you have separate testimony?
For the record, Shifty recommends that the Borough Council waits for Shifty's recommendation before giving the sentencing.
And is this for the same reason, or is this also because of the definition of district?
That's an AG question, that one. We'll wait for the AG to get back on that.
So,
because that is mine, right?
Yeah.
Or facing, that is.
So this one is much more likely to be challenged, I think, because of the contingency that we're basing it on being Moku district definitions. And already the existing challenge. So just things to think about. But it is within our kuleana to make a determination independent of.
And I also know that they are coming through a different line of genealogy for this one. So, and
it's not Peter, this one.
Well, the other, her previous claim was through Hawaii Island.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This claim is coming through
Maui. And you had the opportunity to review it. And so as both an expert in Hawaiian culture and as someone who's actually looked at it, you know, do you feel comfortable?
I do feel comfortable with it.
Okay.
But I also acknowledge that you guys didn't get to review it.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. Are we taking testimony or is it, well, it's the same
thing. No, they already
It's the same thing. Yeah.
I have it here if you want to look at it.
We've done that for other applicants. We have done that for other applicants.
Maybe we should look at it, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think
it's
a little briefly,
because
I know there's a lot of other people.
I mean, I'm ready to make a motion.
Mm-hmm. Or, so, yeah.
Is it necessary or no?
I'm going to ask the rest of the council, do you folks want to see the genealogy?
I'm deferring to expertise of Kahele. I mean, yeah, that's my feeling. Is like, if you look at it, you feel like it was sufficient, then I defer to you on that.
Yeah, I believe it was sufficient.
Yeah, I mean, this is, as you Connie pointed out, I hope that it never comes to this again, because it's so helpful for us, even if we diverge from the opinion of SHPD, at least we have, you know, we're standing on firm ground.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least this sends a message to SHPD, do it timely or don't do it at all.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and just because of time's sake, we can make a recommendation and Shifty can make their recommendation.
Yeah.
Actually, recognition of for B, cultural descendancy recognition of Jennifer Noelonia here, to unidentified human skeletal remains at Maui Lani Phase 8.
Right.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor.
Quick question. Sure. Are you doing this based on the broader definition of district, including Navaiʻeha, or specific to
Wailuku?
Wailuku, okay.
Wailuku.
Okay.
Yeah.
District. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You ready? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Or aye. Motion passes.
I would also like to make another motion for D, to accept the cultural descendancy recognition of Cameron Mahealani Ahia, to identify human skeletal remains at Maui Lani Phase 6, Increment 4, and Phase 8, and Phase 9.
I'll second. I guess my question is, since it involves Phase 9, Leanne, would that be that's something you have a conflict of interest over, right? Since it includes Phase 9?
No. I
so it's just a cultural descendancy.
Do you have any
Involvement?
Financial
Or you can break up the motion to do all of them other than phase 9. She can vote on those.
So it's agendized as one, so I think we have to make that motion as one. So
that would be an explanation. But you have to make that final call where you want to do something.
So yeah, you guys know my vote. That's fine. I'll refuse my vote.
Okay.
But you need to separate C and D then, right? You made a motion.
We did
C separately.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
And D is, that's what we're on right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a problem even I ran into. I don't know which part is Molly Marnie and which parts aren't Molly.
Yeah.
So I moved.
Okay, I seconded.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Well, okay. Yes.
Sorry.
Motion passes.
Okay.
Give me one sec. Okay, next we have item E, cultural descendancy recognition of Laura Gill Johnson's unidentified Tumas Kanota remains at 32 Apumuwe Waiheakua Mokua Waiuku, island of Maui, TNP 2-3-2-0.
Sorry. You know, because for H, for landlord of her home, same family.
G-H and
yeah,
I.
But he's already approved.
That's fine. That should just make it easier for us to approve
right.
The rest of the descendancies then. So, we're on E. And we have Oana here for E. Do you guys know which agenda items who we have right now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay, right on. Yeah. All the way to I, okay.
E, F, G, H, I,
J,
K,
L.
Stop. For real?
No, yeah. J, K, L, L.
M, N.
J, K, L.
J, K, L.
Yeah, just
J, K, L. No, okay, no, yeah. No.
Yeah, that's all the same.
Okay.
So we're going to have testimony for all of those items now.
I want to get the shifty first, and then sorry, because we need to do it
the time.
Yeah.
Even for testimony.
Now we can testify together.
Yeah.
We'll do that then, since we're in that situation.
Okay.
So after you.
Okay, so Kahino is going to give our genealogy, and my mom is going to follow her with her own little, and I'll conclude us with my own experience with public
living.
O John Juan Alberto Kepane, or Annie Kello Covenant, no Pulawa, a Hano Ia, or Laura Bala Gill Alberto, Evelina. O Harry Andrew Johnson Kepane, or Laura Lala Gill Alberto Covenant, no Pulawa, a Hano Ia, or Kahinu Nakio Kua Kerian Kapajaki. O well, O Kahinu Nakio Kua Kerian Kapajaki.
Eola.
Aloha everyone.
Aloha.
My name is Lala Johnson, and as you can see, the Moku'au Hau, how it's been colonized, because when it came to me, it's Laura Johnson, and everybody's looking around the room, who's Laura Johnson? That's me. But as you can see, I've come from a very good family, and I'm very grateful for good ancestors. I'm from the Wai'ehu, so I've talked about it before. My mo'olelo to that is that I am a sand dune baby, or a child that was raised in the sand dunes, where we ran in places where there was Ibi. But the system there was then was different than what we see now. And I just wanted to extend my gratitude also to you for trying so hard to preserve our Kupuni'iwi. Back then, they were taken away. So you all know about Wa'ehu and how they all came in and they developed in that area. And where I ran and I played and I seen the iwi on the ground, and my kupunas told me never to touch it, leave it alone, because it's ohana, so don't worry about it. So we were never afraid of it. I can run the dunes without being afraid of our kupuni'iwi, because there's a connection, there is that love and that aloha, and that security and safe feeling of being on the sand dunes or in the hills. I just wanted to mention too that as a little girl watching how the trucks came in, and in many trucks came in to take the sand and not knowing what to do. I don't know if any of you know that feeling, but it's a shocking feeling. It's a feeling of not knowing, how am I going to do this? And so now, and this is the reason why I am here, because I want to make that difference. I want to make sure that our kupuna'iwi is not removed, that it stays where it belongs. They belong there where they're at, because there's a reason for them for being there. So I can tell you, there's many iwis that are there on our wa'a, but I wouldn't identify that to you until I see anyone, maha'oi is what I call, to come there from the outside. Because I am a maha'oi girl, where I go maha'oi on the land. I also kolohe, and also I am a kanaka throwing rocks when I see people coming and they're not supposed to be there. So that's the kolohe part we forgot to mention, and that's me. So I'm saying that's my way, and that I understood about preserving the iwi. And now here we are together having this discussion, which is transparent, and I appreciate that, because we're having a discussion. We're all here together and we're trying our best to preserve the kupuna'iwi. I couldn't do that back then, and this is the reason why I'm here today with my ohana, with my children, because they're going to be here. They're the ones that are going to take over to make sure that our kupuna'iwi is still, it'll remain in the same places where they belong. My mama is in that graveyard over in Wa'ehu. I got to walk there just on Sunday. When I walked there, I promised my ohana that no one will ever come there and do what I see is going on in phase 6 in Waihe'e. Even in Waihe'e, I went there as well to see what they do there. No more. It will never happen. And this is why we as Kanaka need to come together. It takes so many of us as a village to protect and to preserve our kupuna'iwi. And I am so grateful, and I look around and I am so filled with appreciation and so much love for all of you for having that courage to come and stand before our council. And I once again, I appreciate you for trying your best to preserve our kupuna'iwi, because you're doing it now, and that's what matters to us as a family. And I'm very grateful, and I leave these things with you, and I'm grateful. Thank you very much. Mahalo.
So I'm just going to give an experience from my own personal ohana to connect with my mother, who again is a rock thrower. And for those of you who are from Maui, we're all rock throwers. That's our ma'aslings. We are that's our genealogy, and that's part of the reason we're protected from the Maha'oi folks from Hawaii. Nalalau ka ahakanu o Maui me lana'i ana aime ke aloha aina kuha aheo ke aupuni Hawaii no Maui kea. O ka halako inoa o nga pui one o nga vai ha ku one hanau. He hao mana o make kula nui o Hawaii ma manoa. He hao mau ana a ula kalai, he kilo hopuni au, he kia ino ho eo halea kala, e leki me kikahi o kou. Ke kune au inu o ka aha kanu i mea e ho ike a kua i ko uwahi kule ana. No ka hihia e hopi ia ana, oi ho i ka hihia na ku tita na no e ahia e hapai ana. Kuna ho i vau no na iwi kupuna, o ne ia pu e one, na kupuna e kipaku ia ana e ke kolonia hesa. ano eho ku iku ho ko iku yo ina pina ho ku yana ya o ke kole ana pali ibi o e ha pai ne he ka ho ano ke ya wa hi pina ne pai pai ana iku ha i mana o ke ya la a he ka ho ano ho ike ya wa hi pina no ka ku e ana i ke ki pa ku ibi ku puna ma o a ho ame maui kamea mua a he pali ibi ka ma kumu o kumu ka hele lawa o kumu ka le koa a he la ana lawa no Akainoa maopopo ya uke kipako ana ina iwi kupuna, mamwile o kālau wa pali iwi ana make kaya unu. No ke kipako iwi kupuna, wo ia kula o kumkale koa pene. Hawaiians, we can get evicted from our own homeland, even when we are underground. Elike me kā kale koa, ike no ke ia haumana nei, he la hui kipako ia kāko, ma lalo o ke aupuni no hohewa, a me ka ahahui nā kukulu hale, ano laila pono ia kāko e ku e ika hewa. Tōni a kāko e kūliki nō ke olo nā iwi. Mea he wahi pale iwi māua o ka wahine. O mahea lani a hia nā māua ana ke palet, ka leikini i kōkua, o iai oia e ku e ana i ke kipaku iwi ana ma ka hale pule o ka wai hao. O ku e māko no ka iwi kupuna o ka wahine i laila, o ike iho o ike kule ana koi koi o ke ia hana mālama iwi ke lāmanawa. Kamea hope. He wahi pale iwi noho i kupuna loa o ke po o ke lipa kawa nana ana ke pale kelekini i kōkua o iai o ia e kue ana i ke kipaku iwi ma waumar o ahu. Kami leo pinepine maua i ke kamaha o ke kipaku iwi ana malaila a he kamaha e ho e ha mau i kona na au. Ma mui o ko aloha no kupuna loa kūno vau i mua o kou i mea e pilipua i ka pale iwi o ko ohana. A ole ole he pilikia no ke kipaku ana i nā iwi kupuna. O iai he hana kolanayo no ia ake au puni noho hewa a me ka aha hui nā kukulu hale. Ma o ahu kahio o e noho nei kipaku pinepini ia ke kanaka mali o a o. Nā iwi koko ole u kipaku ia kāko a pau. Ke ole oe, ke ola oe, ke make oe he kipaku ka hopena. Maopopo le anō ia u kipaku ia nā iwi o Maui a lilo i nā hale kimeki ma o ahu. O wau mau hale kimeki la, nā hale aka aha huina kukulu hale e hana ana o iai lako e kipaku ana i nā iwi o Oahu. Kūka hale hua ele ka po e malihini ma Oahu, a makemake ka aha huina kukulu hale i mau hale kimeki he nui. Kipaku ho ia nā iwi ma Maui, lilo i hale kimeki a pēla mau kahana. Pēhea lā e pono ai ke ia. I koa ma o pono ia kāko e ike, brown bones matter. Brown bones matter. Yeah, I take that from our black queer feminist sisters on the continent. Yeah, brown bones matter. I lina ia mā kōka hanauna nei ke kule ana koi koi e pale i nā iwi o iai o ke kolona hesa he malihini ole aloha ole ia. Koe mā kō o ka poe Hawaii nā vai lā e ho kō i ke ia kole ana. E anō mā kō o ku ohana e ku ana mā mua o kō i pale iwi i kia i no hoi. Aloha ina.
Ok, mahalo nui au kō kākai.
Two more people that want to testify, and then I have a Shifty's recommendation for this agenda item.
Okay.
Who's presenting?
So who do we have on the? We have Kaniwa, and then Kualani wanted to testify on this agenda item.
Okay.
Start with Kaniwa.
Hello, come on. We took this journey. 2006, and it was suggested that we have a vigil when the safety was coming. And we did, and in that activity, we decided, those that were doing the pule, Vicky Palafox, Tommy Palafox, was doing the pule, the pulis, decided that we need, because we were behind the black curtain, one with the, you know, for the tusk, that whatever we were saying wasn't reaching across. We needed an area so they could see, both sides could see each other. So it was decided to come down to where the entrance of Safeway is now, Manuelani Center. And as we stood there, it was a clear night. Stars were out, you know, it was nice and cool. And I believe it was almost, I don't know, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock or so. But we went there, and we, you know, was doing the pool, and we stood there. And a vision came to me. And you could see the multitude of people. So you have this one person in front, and then they just expand to infinity. I realized how many people. The person asked, "Who are you?" You know how surreal that is to think that you're doing the things that you should be doing. And you come and you ask, "Who are you?" And I had to catch myself and say, "I have nothing to say." So I turned to everyone in the group and I told them, "You have to identify yourself because they have no idea who you are." So we did, one after the other. When we finished, everybody stood there. The clouds came in and it rained as hard as it could rain. For half an hour, we stood there. Nobody moved. As soon as everybody decided to, it's time to go, everything changed. The rain left. The sky is open. And even though we stood in the rain, we weren't wet. That's been my journey for this area. Has begun. I was asked, "When are you going to end? Because it's not good for you to continue." I said, "Never." Then the last kupuna is left alone. Then I'm done. I give my recognition. Lala is my family. Her husband is my family. We grew up together. I know where she lies because I've been there too. And I seen the taking on the sand when I was young. So, as lenient to what it recognized, as Kulian, by the state and by the county, and many of my testimonies that I've given, I recognize them. And I give them my recommendation because I know their heart is good for me. Now,
can we get on before Lani and then clear?
Aloha. Aloha. I just want to say mahalo for your time. And the Bureau of Council, I also want to say mahalo to our group out here, everyone, our brothers and sisters that are here, especially for those from Lahaina and for their patience, mahalo. And also to our young, I'm so proud of our young, mahalo, for the time that you take to educate yourself about our history. I am Pu'ulani from Mount Embusbus, and I am from Waihe'i. I am a professional genealogist, as well as a wife, as well as a historian for Waihe'i. I'm here today in behalf of my kunas and to act as their proxy. They're not able to come forward and let you know the injury that has taken place at the burials in Waihe'i. And so I act in their behalf. I know who I am. I know my genealogy as far back, almost 75 generations. I also know that Waihe'i, Aupua, was our li'i for that Waihe'i. Aupua was Ha'olo'u, who was the daughter of Ha'ai, and her grandfather was Kawawa Mahinui. She was the grandmother of Queen Kahumanu. and her daughter was Namahana. I am actually know the relationship between myself and Queen Kaumanu. We are cousins. Her grandfather, Ha'ai, is a brother of Alapai Nui. Alapai Nui is my aliki. I've been asked in the past for all Hawaiians related. And my response immediately back was, yes, we are all related. You just need to know who your aliki, because that is where the genealogy was kept as late as early as the 1400s. So today I'm here in behalf of my ancestors, my kupunas, to claim lineal descendancy. I have not applied yet, but I will. So I dispute right now on the paperwork where we had to sign in. It says inadvertent. How can it be inadvertent when there's known graves there? The land trust knows this and allows other family members in our community to go there and malama their graves there. So they're aware of it, so it can't be inadvertent. Also, the ones that dug up over there were told prior to their digging, the company that was digging, because I talked with my cousin, she had told them, you're digging, when she asked, where are you digging at? When she saw where they were going, she said, do you know that it's right by our graves? And so, and sure enough, she found out later on that day, they had uncovered Ibi. And this is actually an injury to our kupuna, as well as to me, as their descendant. There are six things that I want to let you know. I will file an application, like I said earlier, for lineal descendancy.
She's
confused. Before. I will also present my genealogy. And right now I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see. Sorry, I just need that. And I'll also file for our family property because we do have burials on our family property in the valley. And I also know who's buried up at the swinging bridges. And this is, and I also want to let you know that I know who's actually buried up in those Mormon cemetery. I actually have a list. I've been up there with my mother to malama our graves there, and she told me who was there, and I also been there with my aunt. So I just wanted you folks to know that I know, and that what I want to do, I also am asking, will ask for a burial plan to be created to that area. Mahalo for your time.
Thank you for your time. I'm so extremely happy about all the families who have come forward today to claim their kupuna, and I hope that we will be seeing a new day. As I was speaking with Kai Markell recently, and he told me of a law in which DLNR, SHBD, is mandated to record areas of their burials. So like say Kualem has just come up and told you about burials. The law actually mandates the DLNR, SHBD, record that, so when the land is conveyed or being sold, people are not surprised. And I hope that you will see to it that that happens, because as I have gone through burial council minute notes, I've noticed that in the year 2002, the president of the company of Maui Lani and the archaeologist is talking about a concentration of burials and a pattern that is coming through. And this is 2002 now, but yet nothing was done. And I think that with better recordation and an actual system, when these families can come forward, they won't be coming forward because their EV has been desecrated. And I look forward to this burial council implementing some of these things that are already in the law to make it clearer that there are areas that should be protected and are actually known. Thank you so very much, and thank you to the families. Oh, thank you so much.
So can we get Shifty's statement for this?
So for agenda item E, this is Shifty's recommendation for this applicant. For the purpose of establishing and substantiating a cultural descendant claim to identify human skeletal remains at this said site on agenda item E, the Department of Land and Natural Resources, SHPD, verified the applicant's information. The applicant submitted birth certificates, death certificates, all testimony, and pursuant to the above administrative rules, 13335, SHPD recommends that the Maui Lanai Island Borough Council recognize Laura Gail Johnson as a cultural descendant with the above unidentified human skeletal remains at 34 Kumuwe Wahe.
I'd like to move that we accept the cultural descendancy recognition for item E on the agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Chair, discussion, sure. Please. I have a question for SHPD.
Okay.
SHPD made a determination that the remains are Native Hawaiian?
Yep. Based on the information, I believe we have a gentleman that will be talking about that soon when we get to the actual inadvertent parts on the Borough Council agenda.
Okay. But there is a determination there. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye. Opposed. Motion passes.
I would also like to move, can I just move to the relatives?
Sure.
I would like to move
this
that
specifically to Waihe'e.
To Waihe'e and all of the same family.
Oh, which one?
G.
F.
F. Not F, because that's the Wailuku one. So I'm going to E and then G.
And then I.
H and I. Oh.
Yeah.
So I'd like to move that we accept item G on the agenda, cultural descendancy recognition of Lanwood Jonathan Aperto.
If I can read the Shifty recommendation real quick and then I think yours.
Okay.
So jumping on to G, Shifty also recommends for cultural descendancy to the agenda item D, recognizing Lanwood Jonathan Aperto to unidentify human skeletal remains at 32 Kumuwe. And then going to I, SHPD also recommends the Mahalo Irvine Andrew Johnson as a cultural descendant to unidentified human skeletal remains at 32 Kumuwe.
Do you want to go to K?
And there also is a K. And also K, Shifty recommends that Keahi Nui Na Keakua Kalamakas, I'm sorry, Johnson, as a cultural descendant to unidentified human skeletal remains at 32 Okumoe in Wahe.
Okay, let's make a motion on each of those.
One at a time.
One at a time.
Okay, so I move that we approve item G, the cultural descendancy recognition of Lanwood Jonathan Aperto.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 None opposed. Motion passes. One, two, aye.
I would like to move that we approve item I on the agenda, cultural descendancy recognition of Kahala Irving Andrew Johnson. To Waihe'e.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 None opposed. Motion passes.
And I would like to move that we accept item K, on the agenda, cultural descendancy recognition of Keahenui, Nakiapua, Karia, and Keaka Johnson to Wahee.
So moved. Second?
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. What is it? F?
Yeah, back to F.
I want to take Shifty's recommendation first. Yeah. So that was K, and then we're on I.
We're on F for both.
Yeah.
Well, we did I, G, I, and K, all approval.
Yeah.
None opposed. And then now we have.
Start in second, all of those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all approving on this.
Yeah.
So now we go back.
Okay, now where are we at?
Back to F.
F. Okay.
For the Ahupua one.
F. F. So, this way Shifty does not have a recommendation prepared. For
Wailuku.
Yeah. For Culture Descendancy. For Laura Gail Johnson. We don't have one at this time.
And that would then that would follow also for F. And then H.
Yeah, follow it. We don't have one yet. We did not have one at this time. And the L.
Okay. Have you seen the genealogy for?
I think this is.
Well, they're using the same genealogy. So the
right.
issue at hand now is how we're deciding to determine the district.
Just like with the last one.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So given our previous conversation.
Yeah.
I would like to move that we approve the cultural item F,
yeah.
The cultural descendancy recognition of Laura Gail Johnson to Maui'lani Phase 6, Increment 4, Maui'lani Phase 8, and Maui'lani Phase 9, based on the genealogy she provided. That is connected to Wahee because of the interpretation of a district. Under Nama'iha.
A second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Please. Aye.
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 This also includes nine.
Right? Yeah, recuse.
Recuse, okay. Okay, all the okay. Motion passes. Descendancy granted for item F.
And then I would like to make the same motion for item H. Because they're from the same family.
Second.
Can you read them again, please? Read your motion.
Item H, cultural descendancy recognition of Landwood Jonathan Aperto to identified human skeletal remains at Maui'lani Phase 6, Increment 4, Maui'lani Phase 8, and Maui'lani Phase 9. Wailuku.
All those in favor?
Second.
Oh, sorry.
Second.
Okay. Who wants it?
Did you want a second? Okay.
Who seconded it?
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
I would like to move that we approve item J on the agenda using the same justification, cultural descendancy recognition of Kahala Irving Andrew Johnson to unidentified human skeletal remains at Maui'lani Phase 6, Increment 4, Phase 8, and Phase 9, Wailuku.
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Recuse.
Recuse.
I would like to move that we approve item L of the agenda using the same justification, cultural descendancy recognition of Keahinui, Nakiapua, Karia, and Keaka Johnson to unidentified human skeletal remains at Maui'lani Phase 6, Increment 4, Maui'lani Phase 8, and Maui'lani Phase 9, Wailuku.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 No.
Okay. Congratulations.
So M.
Moving on to item M. Do we have a presentation or would we like to hear Shifty's recommendation on this item?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm here to present M and O at the same time.
Okay, M and O. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then
M and N.
M and N.
M and N.
M and N.
No, M and N.
No, Ilani Peresa Koino. Heliwau Ike Hana na Kupuna Rebecca Ahu Pomai Kai Poresa Owai Luku Owai He'e Oha'ai. I am Lingyo descendant of the Ahupa'a Waihe'e Moku Owaluku. I have already presented to SHPD my U.S. documentation that confirms the birth of myself, my father, my grandfather, and his father. My great-great-grandmother is Rebecca Ahu Pomaika'i of Waihe'e. She had resided during her lifetime, was born near Swinging Bridges in Waihe'e. They left there to go to Oahu during the war. Everybody was scared. Her sister, Antia Choi, she stayed in Waihe'e. The Ohana land from Waihe'e Valley or Kupuna Valley, whichever you choose to call it, is our documented line. My Antia Choi, she lived across from Waihe'e School. Her daughter, Alama Ayers, is still residing in their old house across from Waihe'e School. My father went to Waihe'e School, as did both of my children went to Waihe'e School when I was living in Waihe'e. I want to reference the Hawaii Administrative Rule, subtitle 13-300-2-35, to claim cultural descendancy of this area. I also have additional documentation that shows that our kupuna have been in that area for generations prior. I also want to remind the council that prior to initial contact, that the area of the dunes, the outlying areas, was very, very shallow water. And the area of the dunes was already known, and even as a child, I knew that that was the land of Po. Like, you do not disturb, you do not desecrate, you don't uncover, you don't move, you don't do any of these things to our iwi. And also would like to reference the Hawaii State Constitutional Article 12, holding that the state shall protect all customary, traditional, and exercised rights for subsistence, cultural, and religious purposes of the Ahupua'a tenants and descendants of Native Hawaiians who inhabited the Hawaii Pa'i'ana before 1778. I am of that lineal descendancy. I can trace ours also to connect to the Ha'ai, which were the ali'i of the area. Through our Po'okina lineage, we were granted during the first Mahele lands that included the Ahupua'a of Waihe'e and other locations within the district of Wailuku. When I completed my application, I provided just U.S. documents up to the three generations that was requested, but I also provided them with the documentation of our lineage. I do want to share some mo'olelo of Waihe'e. Mr. Ha'ai, I believe that was his name, that was the tutu man that would pick up my uncle guys and my dad on the horseback and would go ride up the dune to Malama, these graves, including that of the one on the agenda for letter M, which is Akumuwe 32 Waihe'e Apukua'a for the TM case 23-2010017. So our whole family has known and respected Ibu Kupuna for as long as myself and our living descendants can remember. That tutu man is located there on that dune, or the line, or the burial site, however verbiage you guys would like to use. That tutu man is located up there. We keep talking about inadvertent finds, but this is common knowledge. Like, I know growing up, that Maui Lani was a burial site. Everybody knew that the dunes were burial sites. I don't see why there is even legislation trying to trying to maneuver lines or grant people development of these areas. In 1945, my great-great-grandmother went ahead a month before my father was born and corrected her birth certificate because they had not stated it correctly. So I feel like she had that vision at that time, as well as during that, around the same time, that is when our family, the Pomaika'i, went and put cement around our burials and our iwikupuna in Waihe'e at the Kahome Mahamau. This is not traditionally Hawaiian burial. You're supposed to protect, it's a secret, like, yeah, you know, but this is where it is. These are colonialist things that we had to do because nobody wanted to protect our iwi. Nobody wanted to realize these are our burials. Who's gonna protect our iwi? So my grandfather went and purchased the plaque from Maika'i that's there still to this day. Now, mind you, this is this side, this is Mauka side of the same dune that people have desecrated to create these luxury housings on that dune that, you know, face, what is it called? Sand piles, that ocean over there. So I'm hoping that with the documentation I've presented that I will be approved for both M and N as, I can offer you more documentation that proves that our ancestors did move about the moku. I have an ancestor that was interviewed for the Ahahui La'au Lapa'au in Wailuku, March 21st, 1867. He came from Hamakualoa, but he practiced in the Waiehu, Waihe'e, that whole area, now Waieha. These are all commonly known Wahikana. This is Wahikana that the United States government has already acknowledged that this is Wahipana. And it shows in your Maui County plan that you've made over more than a decade. Like, this right here shouldn't even be like a question because we all know what the right thing is to do. The other mo'olelo I want to share is, because it does hit close to home, that there are people in my own ohana that are so colonist-minded and have been brainwashed to the effect that maybe they're numb to it. Maybe, you know, we don't know the fear of back then. Like, it's genocide to be moving and desecrating or even uncovering our burials. This line that they speak of, this line of dunes, that's the dunes start in Waihe'e and those areas and proceed to Kahului, these are already well known. There should be no question of inadvertent finds. Like, how can you inadvertently find something that you know there's burials there? Is that an inadvertent find? Do we need an AG to tell us what is an inadvertent find? No, we all know, it's common knowledge. We all know that there's burials there. I knew that as a child. My dad, like how Auntie Lala shared, being a playing in the dunes as a child, you were told, you leave that alone. You don't touch. Do you want a mumu hand? You want mumu leg? You don't touch the burials at all. Not the bones, not the area around, not the sand that goes above it that we've that the Maui County government has been allowing to be mined all this time. You don't do it. You just don't. And I just want to follow up, because there is a lot like more I have to say, but as far as like claiming descendancy, I'm pretty sure that culturally I will be approved. I'm still working on my lineal descendancy as far as Chief Keamokapu's, his way of accessing our government. But I do have copies of the Po'ohina ancestor chant that was recorded, Second Circuit Court, Civil Case 89-0352, including affidavits from Albert Lique and affidavits from Rubelite Cavena Johnson on January 3rd, 1996. So,
Okay. We're going to go ahead and
do we take the recommendation? I can't remember.
So, Shifty has a recommendation for agenda item M about the cultural descendancy recognition of Noyla and Teresa, unidentified Hibiscus skeletal remains at 32 Akumuwe, Wahe Alpua, Mopo Wailuku, and TMK 2320-0017. SHPD recommends to the Barrel Council that she be recognized as a cultural descendant based on HAR 13335.
I also have a copy of the Ku'e petition that was signed by my great-grandmother, Rebecca Ahu, as well as her mother, Ha'e Pomaika'i. Written that it was signed in Wailuku.
If you're going to go for lineal, I think the discussion has to have been later.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No worries. We just have a lot that we have to want to have a few of them. But we're trying to get this done, and he's already recommended that we see you as a cultural descendant.
So I'd like to move.
Or M.
Oh.
We're going to do N separate.
You have a question?
Yeah. No, I was just wanting to get the floor back here to you.
So I would like to move that we approve item M, cultural descendancy recognition of Noelani Peresa to unidentified human skeletal remains, Waihe'e.
Second.
All those in favor of human descendancy, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None? Okay. Motion passes.
I would like to make another motion.
But this is the same thing, just make sure we stated that this is like. I want to get the recommendation by Shifty
for.
They don't have
the item, and we do not have a recommendation at this time.
So I would like to move. I would like to move that we approve item N on the agenda, cultural descendancy recognition of Loelani Peresa to unidentified human skeletal remains at Mawilani Phase 6, Increment 4, Phase 9. And phase 9, based on the same justification we provided for the earlier recommendations, identifying Navai'eha as one district.
Second.
All those in favor, please stand.
A discussion point before I recuse myself. I just want to express my concern about the way that these items are agendized. You're looking at separate projects, separate property owners, and they're all being grouped together, and it doesn't afford me as a board member the opportunity to review and speak on these projects and vote on them. So I'm gonna accept the recommendation of the department right now and recuse myself, but I do take issue with this one as well as the other similar ones.
Ikega, do you know if that was recommended by any AG, like how they did with O, that they lumped them all together?
So Barrel Council agenda items are formulated with the Barrel Council chair and SHPD. Once that final draft is finalized, it's sent to the AG. The AG has to sign off on this, so the AG did review all of these before it got posted as entry.
But this language is from chair?
I don't know who originally wrote it, but this was vetted through the AG.
Okay. Thank you.
So the motion's on the floor, and all those in favor?
Aye.
You said, or you didn't say it?
I said aye. I said it in my head. I didn't actually communicate it.
No worries.
Mental telepathy. Sorry.
And motion passes for item N.
No, I think. Yeah, it brings up a good point, though. They need to consider that the next time they make that agenda about separating the items.
Thanks. Okay. So we've already covered O.